Daf is Daf Tes. So we're on the top of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we saw this Mishnah already quoted before, Mishalochag b'yom tov rishon shel chag, a person who did not bring his carbon chagiga yet, like he's supposed to on the first day of Yom Tov, so then he can be chogeg es kol haregel b'yom tov achron shel chag. He can bring it the remaining days of Yom Tov, even the last day, which in Sukkot is referring to Shmini Atzeres. Now, even though look at Rashi, four lines from the top. The Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag is Chogeg Shmini Atzeres. He could bring the carbon on Shmini Atzeres. V'yaf agav the regel b'fnei atzmo who have a tashlumim l'rishon. Even though we know that Shmini Atzeres is viewed as an independent Yom Tov, with regards to tashlumim, it's considered a continuation, right? We know what's the Rashi Tevos for remembering how it's regel b'fnei atzmo, leaning what? Exactly. So one of the examples that it is a continuation of Sukkot is with regards to tashlumim. So then the Mishnah says, "Av haregav olochag ein chay b'achriuso." If a person, if the Yom Tov passes and he has not brought his carbon chagiga, he is not responsible, meaning he can't make it up; it's done with. And al zeh nemar, and this is what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Meuvas lo yuchal liskon v'chisar lo yuchal limanos." A mistake that happened, you can't fix, and something missing, you cannot count. That's what the pasuk literally means. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe Omer, Ezehu Meuvas Sheino Yachol Lisakin. What's an example of a mistake that you cannot fix? A person who has relations with an erva and he has a child which is a mamzer, that's something that cannot be fixed anymore. That's what the pasuk refers to, not what he mentioned earlier of missing a carbon chagiga. Rather, this is the example of creating a mamzer. That's a Meuvas Sheino Yachol Liskon. So then the Gemara says, Im Tomar the Gonev Gozel, if you're telling me maybe this pasuk is referring to if you rob or steal something from someone, so that can't be the case because Yachalu Lahachzira, you could always return the item, and therefore it's not unfixable. You can. So that can't be the example. If you suck in, you can fix it. So what's the example? A creation of a mamzer, something that's not reversible. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Ein Korin Mu'uvas Ya'elal Mishahu Mesukan Bitchila. The word Mu'uvas means something that already was fixed and then became broken. What's that? V'nisaves, and he went off, something bad happened. What's that? V'eze ze Talmud Chacham ha-parish min ha-tarah. Talmud Chacham, who was Mesukan, who was fixed, but then was nisaves, he went off the derech. That's the example, that's what the pasuk is referring to here. Yeah, we'll see that like, on a number of bases, going to quote Shema and Tefillah are other examples. Very good. Gemara says, Menahan Emile, how do you know this to be the case, that you have the opportunity to make up if you miss the carbon chagiga, you can make it up even on the Yom Tov Shel Achron Shel Sukkos. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Nemar, the pasuk says Atzeres B'Shvi Shel Pesach V'Nemar Atzeres B'Shmini Shel Chag. They're both called Atzeres, the last day of Yom Tov of Pesach, and Shmi Atzeres is called Atzeres. So the Gzeir Shavah tells us Ma Lahalan L'Tashlumim Afkan L'Tashlumim, just like the Atzeres, the last day Shvi Shel Pesach, you can make up a carbon chagiga that hadn't yet been brought. So too, the Gzeir Shavah tells me that Atzeres of Shmini Atzeres can be used to make up the Tashlumim for the carbon chagiga that was not brought on Sukkot. So then the Gemara says Mufna has to be Mufna, where the word is extra, because the La Mufna Ikla Mifrach. There's a klal when it comes to Gzeir Shavas. If the word is not extra, the word has to be there, but you could still create a Gzeir Shavah of connecting two words, so then you could always ask a question, if the question somehow challenges that connection, so then you break away the Gzeir Shavah. But if the word is an extra word, it's superfluous, and doesn't need to be there, and the only purpose of it being there is to create that Gzeir Shavah, then it's going to be protected from any questions that are going to be asked. So the Gemara says it has to be mufna, it has to be that the word atzeres is extra, because the lav mufna, if it is not extra, rather it's part of the regular flow, we're just using it as a gzeir shava, ikla mifrach, you could ask the question, mal deshvi shel pesach, shekein eino chalak mishlefanov, tomer b'shmini shel chag, shechalak mishlefanov, you can't compare the two. The reason why Pesach atzeres, the shvi shel pesach, is able to be used for tashlumim, because there's a continuous flow. There's no difference from shvi shel pesach versus shishin chamish. It's all the same halachas. So that makes sense. But the atzeres of shmini atzeres is very different, with many reasons how it's different from the previous days of Sukkot. So therefore, you wouldn't think to apply the gzeir shava. So the only way the gzeir shava would make sense is if the word atzeres is extra, in which case it will be protected from any questions in this particular question. The Gemara says, La'yof nuye, which one's mufna, michte? Let's understand, which word is extra? Where is there an extra word here? So, ma'yatesh, what does the word atzeres mean? It means, atzar basias malacha, stop from doing any malacha. So why is it telling us that? Haksiv, the pasuk already tells us lo sasa malacha. It tells us not to do malacha already. Saseres the kasser achmar olam. So why then does the pasuk say atzeres? It's extra. Elishma mina lafnuye must be extra to create this gzeir shava. So then the Gemara says, so now that's how we know that just like Shvisha Pesach is going to be used for Tashlumim, so too through the Gzeir Shava, Shmi Atzeres also is going to be used for Tashlumim of Sukkos. So now the Gemara quotes a Raisa of Tana Maisi Le Mahacha. The Tana brings another source from here. The Sani, the Raisa tells us, V'chagosim oso chagla Hashem Shivas Yamim. The Pasuk tells us you're supposed to celebrate 7 days of the Chagiga. Yachol yehei chogeg v'holech kol shiva. One might think from this Pasuk you should bring a Chagiga all 7 days. Tamalomer oso, it says oso it was singular. Oso ata chogeg v'ata chogeg kol shiva. You only celebrate it once, you don't bring it multiple times. So if you only bring it oso only one time, imkein lama nemar shiva. So why does it mention you bring it 7 days, if it's only really oso? The tashlumim, to tell us that there's tashlumim all 7 days. So then the Gemara asks, minayin shim lo chag yom tov rishon shechag shechogeg v'holech es kol regel v'yom tov achron. So fine, we know for 7 days you're allowed to. But how do you know even the 8th day, even Shmini Atzeres can be a day used for tashlumim if you didn't bring the carbon chagiga? Tamalomer, the pasuk says, b'chov de shashri tachogu oso. So it says the entire month of Tishrei you're allowed to bring the chagiga. Does that mean you could bring a chagiga the entire month of Tishrei? Certainly not. Tamalomer oso ata choge oso. Oso ata choge viata choge chutzalo. Oso only on it, only on Sukkot itself and the Yom Tov itself, including Shmi Atzeres, can you bring it, but you can't bring it outside of Sukkot. So anyways, from the extra word Chodesh HaShvi, we're extending it to one extra day, meaning Shmi Atzeres, but not beyond that, only within those 8 days of Yom Tov. So these are two different sources how we know Shmi Atzeres can be used for a day of Tashlumim. So now the Gemara asks, my Tashlumim, so what is what exactly is Tashlumim? How do we understand Tashlumim? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tashlumim L'Rishon, all the days are really making up for day one. The Ikr Chiyav is to bring the Karban Chagiga on Yom Tov Rishon. If you miss it, you bring it to make up day one. If you miss day two, so day three is to make up day one. Each day you miss it, you're really trying to make up Yom Tov Rishon. That's Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. But Rebbe Shaya Omer, Tashlumim Zelazay. You're making up each missed day. So look how Rashi says this. Rashi says, Kulana Tashlumim Zelazay. Ein lecha yom behem, shein chovasa tuliabo, basmo. The Mishlo Nira b'yavim shalafanov. There is no day, meaning in the positive, each day there's a chiv to bring the karma chagiga. Yom rishon shehu nira lahavi ikr lididev, yamav shachav tashlumim lo. So a little girsa issue is going on here. But the idea is that you're chayv to bring day one. If you miss day one, so now there's a new chiv on day two. Day two is really to make up day one. But if you miss day two, now a new chiv is created on day two to bring it. If you miss day two, so then you have to bring three to make up two. If you miss up three, so now four is to make up three. Each day is really to make up the prior day, according to Boshaya.
But once you bring it, then you have to the rest of the week?
Exactly. Once you fulfill that, your chiyuv renews itself each day if you didn't fulfill your chiyuv once already.
Once you fulfill the chiyuv,
it doesn't renew itself. Exactly.
Only one carbon
you have to bring. Exactly.
To make up the
exactly, right. You missed day one, it's done with already, so now day two is a new chiyuv. You can make it up on day three, but if you miss that, so then day three becomes a new chiyuv.
Is it the same chiyuv, or is it a continuous one, or is it each day has its own chiyuv?
I'm not sure.
It would be tashlum, and then it would just be that individual's day's.
I'm not sure exactly. Let's say day two comes, and you bring day two. So is that, are you fulfilling day two's chiv, or are you fulfilling day one chiv? I don't know.
It would be no chiv. You did it already. It would be no day two chiv if you already did it on day one.
No, that's not my case. You didn't do day one. So now day two comes. See, I didn't bring it yet. So when I bring day two, so am I bringing it to make up day one, or am I bringing it to create day two? Which one is it? I don't know exactly how to say it. That also exists, yeah.
So then I can't do it. It has to be for day one because Shavuos, there is no mitzvah day four. Shavuos.
No, but it's a special chiddush. It's not a din of the Yom Tov per se. It's a special din that you have 7 days to make it up. So there's a continuous Yom Tov that exists, even though we don't celebrate it anyway on Shavuos. There is some idea of a moed continuing for 7 days through Shavuos.
The corollary question is, let's say you wait till day five.
Mm-hmm.
Hashkafically, do you get three demerits for missing days
right.
One, two, and three,
right.
Or is it just one long demerit?
Yeah, I hear the question. It's a good question. I don't know the answer to it, though. You had a raya, Seth, you said, from Daf Beis?
No, we just discussed on Kulam Tashlumin was that, whether it's...
That's the same machlokas.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't tell us whether or not... Is it one chiv that renews itself each day, or it's separate chiv? I mean, you lost that chiv, you're ready to get an aveir for it. Now day two is a new chiv, and day three is a new chiv.
The fact that you quote Tashlumin is telling you that it really goes back on the first one.
Not necessarily.
What's Tashlumin? You're making up something. You're mashlum something that you didn't... Yeah.
No, but if you miss day two, so three is tashlumin for day two.
Right, but it's only tashlumin for day two because you didn't do stuff.
But so it could still be the same question. It could still be one continuous avera, one continuous chiyuv that continues to renew itself, or no, it's new chiyuv each day. I'm not sure. Either way.
The Shuas question.
Yeah, let's see. Look at Tosos. Where? Tashlumin zel zeh. V'ahid lekaman later on we'll see in Daf Yud Zayin the alfinan tashlumin lechag Shuas mechag mitzvos kol shiva. Very good. So for that, for sure, it's very good. It must be only for day one, but it can't be to make up for the other days. I think this is, I imagine there's a machlokas here, though. Let me just take a look here. That's okay, very good. I don't see anyone arguing on this. Excellent. So then the Gemara says, so again, this is the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's all tashlumim for Yom Rishon, and Rabbi Oshaya holds the tashlumim ze leze. So my benai, what's the nafkamina between the two of them? So the Gemara says the nafkamina is about Shavuos. The Gemara says, Amar b'zeira chigar b'yom Rishon v'nis pashet b'yom sheni ike benayu. So a guy who couldn't walk on day one, but day two he became healthy. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar tashlumim Rishon, since everything's making up for day one, so came into lochazib rishon lochazib sheni. Once he's completely potter in day one, so there's no making up anymore. He's ones and that's it. There's no need to make up anything. But according to Roshaya, where the chi of amar tashlumim zelazeh, where the chi of renews itself each day, so day two now he wakes up, he's healthy, so he has a chi of, so he has to bring a day two, and if he misses day two, he has to bring day three. Afagav de lochazib rishon, even though he wasn't right to bring on day one, chazi b'sheni, he is chazi, he is fit and should be bringing on day two. So the Gemara says now, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachki, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That it's all Tashlumim L'Rishon? V'ha Amar Chizki, doesn't Chizki say, Nitba B'yom Mevi, B'layla Eino Mevi, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af B'layla Nami Mevi. So what's going on here? So look at Rashi to clarify. See Rashi around 10 lines up, he quotes the Gemara, I think it's a mission, Krisis here, Nitba B'yom Krisis, Tanan Nazir maybe carbon echad al tumas harbi. If a Nazir becomes Tameh, he has to bring a carbon for becoming Tameh, and he restarts his Nazir's count. So he could bring one carbon on multiple violations of becoming Tameh. Vamer Chizki, and that says, quoting Rashi now, Nitma b'yom shemini, shurai lahavi carbonos. So he's Tameh for 7 days. On day eight, he brings a carbon. So let's say on day eight, he becomes Tameh yet a second time. Ulahaskil mina Nazir. So now he should have started his count already. So then he becomes Tameh. The Yom Shemana Kodem Tumas Betalim. All the previous days are now Batal. Kemoshin Amar V'Yom Hashemini Yavishtei Torah Meshnei Bnei Yona V'Hizir Lashem Kol Yimei Nizro V'Ayamim Harishonim Yiflu Ki Tameh Nizro. So if you become Tameh on the daytime where you should have brought a carbon already, so then it's included all together. But then he writes Mevi Carbon Al Tumas Shenis Shekvar Nischai B'Carbon. So what happens if it's the daytime? Now I'm Chayiv to bring a carbon. What happens is now I start to count day one of my new Naziris, and then I become Tameh a second time. So since Kfar Nischai B'Karbon Atuma, V'Schila Shnia, now my new Naziris is beginning, Hareza Tuma Acheres. This is another Tuma, Aval Nitma B'Leil Shemini, if I became Tameh at night, where I can't bring Karbonos at night time, the night leading into the eighth day, Eino Mevi Ela Karbon Echa. In that case, I only bring one Karbon. The chayim is the lo yatsa matuma arishona l'sha shiru yilhavi ala carbon lo neschayv carbon rishon ve'ein lo tashuman. There's no need to make it up because there was never right to bring a carbon because even though I became tahor, b'layla at nighttime you can't bring carbonos. But if bayom, if I became tamei bayom where I'm already chayv to bring one carbon and then I became tamei a second time, then I would have to bring a second carbon. Now Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rashi says. Hoyel v'tavil l'tumaso rishona, since I went to the mikvah for my first tumah, and heriv shimsho, and then the sun set, and then now I'm fully tahor, v'nischai b'carbon, I am chai to bring a carbon, avapish she'ein lai l'roi l'carbon, even though l'maisa, I can't bring the carbon because it's nighttime. Al ma'afagav lo roi le carbon yesh lo tashlumim. Even though I can't bring the carbon yet, still I have a chiv. I have a chiv to do it. I just can't fulfill the chiv. So they're arguing now, Belila, if I am roi Belila and I become tamei Belila, does that, am I chayv a carbon at that point? Rabbi Yochanan says I am chayv at that point, even though I can't bring it. And according to Rev, who is this? According to Chizkiah, since Belila I cannot bring a carbon, the chiv doesn't exist yet. So what's the problem here? So if Yochanan says, even though Belila, I'm not Roy, I still have a chiv. So too when it comes to a chiger, even though the chiger isn't Roy to go to Har Abayis, still the chiv exists. So when he becomes healthy, when he's in his pashit, but Yom Sheni, he should have to make up for the chiv that he had on day one. That's the question they had in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara answers, no, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shaini Tuma, the Yesho Tashumim at Pesach Sheni. The world of Tuma is completely different. Why? Says Rashi, three lines from the bottom here, Shaini Tuma, Karbon HaNidacha Mipnei Tuma, Karbon that's pushed off because of Tuma, Lefikach, Yesho Tashumim, V'afa Gav Delo Nira, Lahavi. So just like by Karbon Pesach, if a person's Tuma, he can't bring a Karbon Pesach, he still has the opportunity of doing Tashlumim for Pesach Sheni. So here too as well, even though this person was Tamei, the next day he became Tamei. Still, we see that there's a concept of people who became Tamei have a second chance, have a Tashlumim for bringing Karbana. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan agrees in the world of Tuma, the fact that you're Roy is enough to create a Chiyah, because Tuma doesn't really get in the way of being Roy. We talked about a Chiger who couldn't walk, he wasn't Roy on day one, that's considered completely Potter, and a person in a Roy on day one is completely exempt and there is no Tashlumim. It's only in the world of Tuma that even though he's not Roy because of Tuma, he does have the opportunity of Tashlumim. What? If what? Katan Shehig deal?
Yeah. Second day on to third day of
the... So according to him, no, he's not Chai, but he does not have the age. But so yeah, he would be...
He's
like a chiger in that case. Yeah, exactly. But Rabbi Yochanan seemingly would agree if a person on day one is tamei with regards to Ali Leregel, then seemingly according to this, he would be chayv tashlumim if he became tahor on day two. Okay. The katan shehigdil now, something comes to mind right now. I'm trying to think of this. I think there's a machlokas Rambam Ravid about katan shehigdil. Oh, that's regarding Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, there's a whole Shaila about it. The Gemara actually says this. Katan Shehigdil, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, there's a machlok is whether or not he's chayv. So it depends on whether or not Pesach Sheni is a Tashlumim. If it's a Tashlumim, so then he's Pater, because he was a Katan for Pesach Rishon. If Pesach Sheni is really a regel Bifnei Atzmo, then a Katan would be chayv in Pesach Sheni. Well, that's the Gemara's next line here. Maskevla Rapapa, Hanichel Mandamar, this all makes sense if you assume that Pesach is really a Tashlumim, the Gemara says in Amud Beis here. If Pesach Sheni is a Tashlumim making up the Rishonu, then this all would make sense. That since he was Tamei on day one, he has an opportunity of Tashlumim, so you find such a precedence where Tashlumim applies to Tumah. But El Lamandamar, the one who holds that Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmahu, really it's an independent one, so that means we have no models of having Tashlumim for Tumah. My Iklam Emer. So then the question goes back to the beginning, that Rabbi Yochanan holds regarding a Chiger, the Chiger wasn't Roy on day one, he's completely Potter. So how come when it comes to the Nazir, it's if he was Tameh at nighttime where he wasn't Roy for the carbon, so there shouldn't be a Chiv either since it wasn't Roy for carbon. What's the difference between Nazir and Chiger? So Ella, Amra Papa, Kesavar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Laila ain't no mechuzer zman. He holds this very important concept. We have many places in Shas that Laila isn't mechuzer zman. Even though Lamaisa, you can't bring it, we don't acknowledge Laila as being lacking of time. He's chayv right now. We view it as being bayom. It really is daytime. The chiv exists now because it's going to inevitably come. The sun's going to rise inevitably. So the chiv already is lingering there, but just Lamaisa, he can't bring it until the sun actually does rise. But the chiv exists. So that's why the case of Laila, nothing to do with Tuma, has to do with the Chiddush with Laila, Eino, Mechuser Zman. So then the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that Laila is La Mechuser Zman? That we really view the 24 hours of Laila and Yom really being the same exact thing. V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold? Ra Achas Belaila, V'shtayim Bayom, Mevi. The person, a man, sees Ziva at nighttime once, and then he sees two times Bayom, he has to bring a carbon. The halach is that a person sees carried day one, he's Tamei one day, he goes to the mikvah. if he sees two times, so then he has to count Shiva Nikim. If he sees three times, he has to count Shiva Nikim and he has to bring a carbon. He's called the Zav Gadol. So again, Ra Achas Belaila Ushtayim Bayom. If he sees once at nighttime and then two that following day, he brings a carbon. But if he sees Shtayim Belaila, two at night, Va'achas Bayom, and only one during the next day, Eino Mevi, he does not bring. So let's look at some Rashi's here. So Rashi says, V'hamar, three narrow lines down. Amar B'yochan Ra Achas Belaila, Zav Shesafar Shiva Nikim. He counts seven clean days, Kimishpata, like he's supposed to. V'ovtava V'her of Shimsha, he goes to the mikveh, the sun sets. Then he sees one at night time, the shine lamacha, and then two the following day. So maybe carbon al tuma shnia zu levad min a carbon shiavi al rishona. So even though he's bringing a carbon in the previous ziva, he has to bring a new one as well. The yavi shnei carbonos kishitayer, he brings two sets of carbonos. Hovelo ra shnia ad shiyata l'shashi rui lehavi carbon. Since he didn't start seeing the second ziva, it only happened after he was supposed to bring the first carbon. Yesho tashumim. Even though he started seeing the beginning of the second one within the Zman carbon of the first one, we don't assume they're one continuous tuma. Okay. Fine. So this is what's going on here. So now the Gemara says,
what's going on here?
So let's just finish this line and look at the Gemara for 1 second. Now Visaka Daitach, Kesavar Rabbi Yochanan, Laila ainam mechuzer zman, afilu v'shtayim b'laila v'achas b'yom. Maybe. So he's mechalik the following way. So look at Rashi. Rashi says v'isak adaitach laila ainam mechuzer zman, afilu ra shloshen b'laila ze. Even if he saw all three at night, kvar yatsa mizman rishon v'shtei zivosein. Now he lav the sfirle laila mechuzer zman, hokach im ra shtayim b'laila havile ziva arichta. So Rabbi Yochanan makes this interesting chiluk. Now, even though the sun has set, now the nighttime's a new day, he says only if he saw once at nighttime and then two the following day, so the one at night really follows the daytime. It goes part of the two in the daytime. But if he saw two times at nighttime and one during the following day, then we don't make them go after the day. It doesn't say that. According to that, we view the two night ones as being part of the original ziva. So what's the distinction? Who cares if two at night and one day, or one at night, two versus the day? If Rabbi Yochanan holds of this concept that Laila is La Mechuzer Zmanhi, so once it's a new day, once the sun sets, we should view it all as being daytime, even though it's actually nighttime. We should view it all as being 24-hour daytimes. Even if you saw three at nighttime, or two at nighttime, or one at nighttime, whatever the breakdown is, it should all be considered 24 hours of one yom. So the fact that he doesn't say that, and he's mechalik about when you saw which ones, indicates that he does not hold of Laila Ein Mechuzer Zman. He doesn't view his time, nighttime, not being a lacking of time. So the Gemara says no. Ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan says l'divrei ha'omer laila mechuzer zman, l'divrei ha'omer pshita. So what's this mean here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says ki amar Rabbi Yochanan hahi l'divrei ha'omer laila mechuzer zman amar. When Rabbi Yochanan was saying this distinction of two at night, one versus a night, he was saying according to the one who holds that laila is mechuzer zman. So that's what he says. Avali di de Rashi tzvila, but his own world where he thinks afilu ra kulam belaila mevi. If you saw all three at nighttime, ain't a chanami, he would say you would have to be mevi carbon. So the Gemara says, wait a second, ledivrei omer pshita. If Rabbi Yochanan was trying to explain the opinion that holds laila is mechuzer zman and it's not considered a new day yet, so pashit, it's so obvious that if he saw at nighttime, it wouldn't be considered part of the next day yet. So that's too obvious for Rabbi Yochanan to tell us. So the Gemara tells us no. Itzrech lei sakadai techamina. Sorry. Shtayim b'yom v'achas b'layla itzrech lei sakadai techamina k'atakva d'rav Sheshe b'rad d'rav Idik k'mash lom k'drav Yosef. So what's going on here? So referring to a whole sugi of creases. I know it's getting a little very off topic, but this is what the Gemara is doing for us. So right now, if you hold that Laila is la mechuzer zman, when it's night, it's completely a new day. We're viewing it as the daylight now. So now, no matter how many times you see at nighttime, 3, 2, 1, it's all considered the new day, you have to bring a carbon. If you assume that Laila is mechuzer zman, it's lacking time, so nighttime is nighttime, it's not the new day yet. So if you saw 3 at nighttime, it's still considered part of the previous tuma. It's not the new day yet. And if you saw 2 at nighttime and 1 the next day, those 2 nights are still part of the previous tuma. It's not a new carbon yet. But the chiddush is here that if you see one at nighttime and two the next day, then that is considered part of the next day. Even though one of them was at nighttime, we lump that one together with the two during the day. That's the chiddush. Even though we say Laila is mechutz zman, we're lumping it together with the two during the day, and it's three in total, chayav karbon. So what's the havamina? So you want to read through the Rashi's and here to figure out what the question is, or ignore it? Up to you guys. He's referring to a whole kasha in krisis now. Go for it, let's read the Rashi. Fine. So the havamina is according to like kataktva de Rav Asheshe Brei de Rav Idi, like his question. And the answer is like Rav Yosef. So look at Rashi now. Rashi says, Mal de Sema, what would you have thought kataktva de Rav Asheshe daskif b'krisis al hatam shenasin Rav Yosef? He asks the question according to the reasoning of Rav Yosef, al davar. Kamoshi Parashi Lamal, like explained above, Teda, Deha Re'ia Rishona, Shal Kol Azavim Keri Ba'alma. Who? A man who sees a Ziva the first time is considered a Keri. V'chi Hadar Chazitarti. Now when he sees two, Mitztarfim Bahadayu. So he combines the two together. Now he's a Zav. Hachanami Loshna. Here too is no different. And on that, Maskiv La Rav Sheshim Mi Dami Hasam Kula Bezman Chiyuva Chazina. The high carbon chazir. Says there, you can't compare the two cases. Over there, they saw them all in the right time. But here, they didn't see them in the right time to bring a carbon. Meaning, if a person is a carry the first Riyah, and the second Riyah, you make it together, you combine them together, he becomes a Zav. That's all when he saw it in the right Zman, all by Yom. But to combine one at nighttime and one during the daytime, that's already two different Zman. You can't connect the two of them. So that was his question. And the answer of Yosef says is no, since two of them happened during the daytime, you are able to draw the one nighttime to the two during the daytime and view this as a total of three Rios, and the Zav would be Chayav Karbon. Now, to really appreciate, you have to look at the Sugyos and Krisos. We're just doing Rashi, a very superficial understanding. Okay. Either way, what we got from all this is that Rabbi Yochanan, just to summarize what we did so far, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tashlumim L'Rishon, and according to Rav Hoshaya, everything's Tashlumim Zeh L'Zeh, and we brought this out to just had a kasha on Shitas Rabbi Yochanan about the world of Nazir, about being there. Sometimes he agrees that sometimes when you aren't Roy, you still have a Chiv that exists. That was the case of Tumah. Because he holds, again, the Klal of Laila Lav Mechusar Zman. It's really part of the daytime. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Avar Haregel Velo Chag Ein Chai Bachriso. If you don't bring the Chagiga during the entire Yantif, there's no responsibility, you're completely pater. Val Zen Nemar Muvas Lo Yuchal Litzkon V'chisarn Lo Yuchal Limanos. So Amar Le Bar Hei Hei Lehilil. So he says to Hillel, Hai Limanos Lehimalos Mibarle. So if a person's missing, he does, the Pasuk says, don't, it can't be counted. It should be, if a person's missing, you can't fill it up. That's a more appropriate use, lehimalos, to fill up a chisaron. Something chaser and male are the opposites of each other. Chaser and minin are not the opposites. So ela zeh, so he interprets it differently, ela zeh sheminu chaverav ledavar mitzvah v'hu lo nimna imam. A person who includes his friends really included him, as part of a mitzvah, but he was not included with them. So what does Rashi say here? So Rashi says all the way towards the bottom, it's around eight narrow lines up. Sheminehu chaverav ledavar mitzvah she'amru lo. They said to him, Bayimanu, come with us. Come do a mitzvah. Lo halach, he didn't go. Nimsa shechaser atma me'osa minin. He was not included in that count. So lo yuchal limanos od. He can't be included, but osa minin shekvar asu esa mitzvah. He missed out. There's some times where a person is missing in a minin. He could have been part of that minin of doing the mitzvah. He missed out. That's what he's explaining. This pasuk is referring to. He decided to remove himself from this minion of people doing a mitzvah. Now look for a second. There's a very interesting Tosfos here. Tosfos writes here, Bar Hehe Lehilo. You see that? In the small Tosfos, he writes, Yesh Mefarshim Sheger Haya. Bar Hehe was a ger. Vahainu Ben Avram. Visara Shinitosef Hei Vishman. Why is he called Bar Hehe? He's a Ben of Avram and Sarah. The Hei of Avram and the Hei of Sarah. So v'chein bagbag the chula gemara ola hey the bagbag the gemara bagbag is five. So also these are geirim who chose their names to be somehow a remez to the haze of Avram and Sarah. Okay, gemara now says Tanya nami hachi muvos lo yuchal litzkon zeh shebito kriyashma shel shachris that you're referring to before Ezra, person who misses shachris shma rather of shachris or kriyashma shel arvis. Oh, Shabitel Tfila Shashachar. So Tfila Sharvis, any of these cases, that's something that you've missed, you can't make up anymore. V'chisaron lo yuchal limano zeh shenimnu chaver ledavar mitzvah v'hu lo nimna imayim. Where they tried including him in part of the mitzvah, and he didn't want to go. That's what the second half of the pasuk is referring to. Okay. Now, one second here. So what's interesting here, look at Tosfos on the top here, it's very relevant for this week's Parsha. This is Parsha where we find that Yaakov is misaking the Tefillas Arvis. So the question Tosfos has here, O Tefillas Arvis, if a person misses Arvis, so then it's a missing Chisar, and it's rather to move us, Lo Yuchal Liskon, he can't fix it anymore. So what did he do wrong? Says Tosfos, Asya Kiman Damar Tefillas Arvis Chova. We know there's a machlokas in Gemara Brachos whether it's a chiyuv to daven or only rishus to daven. So this has to go according to the opinion that it's a chiyuv. So you had a chiyuv to daven and you missed it. You missed Arvis, so that's a muvas lo yuchol liskom. But he says no. Afilu l'man damar rishus. Even the opinion who thinks that Arvis is rishus. Rishus doesn't mean you have the option of davening whenever you want. What it means is bechinim, you can't miss it for no reason. Ein lanu lebatla, for no reason you can't make it mevato. Ein lo ayde onis ktsas. What rishus means is if I have a option of either Marv or some other mitzvah, so then Marv always loses out. We view Marv as a reshus with respect to some other obligation. But in general, if there's nothing in my way, I have a chiv to daven. So Tosus has this chiddush that he thinks Marv is always a chiv according to all opinions. So all opinions will understand the Gemara here is if you miss Marv, then that's considered a muvas lo yuchal liskom. Now others argue and say that really the Marv is a reshus. It really is a reshus. It's not a chav, it's a reshus. But we took it upon ourselves as a chiv. It was mekabel upon ourselves to be a chiv. Now there are really two ways to understand how we mekabel on ourselves that the tefillas reshus became into a chova. So according to some Rishonim, what it means is as a tzibur, we mekabel as a tzibur to turn it into a chiv. But Biker didn't, it's really reshus. But now it's betaras a chiv because it's tzibur, we're mekabel it already. The others say that no, Arvis is really reshus, but it becomes a chiv for the particular individual, b'taras neder. Meaning if I take upon myself personally to daven Marv every single night, three times in a row, let's say, then it becomes a neder, that turns into a chiv. But both opinions hold that b'ikr really is a reshus against Tosus. Tosus thinks it's really a chova. It's just a reshus regarding other things. But other Yisham hold it's really reshus. It's just that we either took upon ourselves b'tzibur or as yechidim, which turned into some level of a minag, a strong minag, or into some level of a nether. Okay. Gemara now says, Amr le bar hehe lehilo. My dichsev, what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk says in Malachi, v'shavtem u'risem, you return them and you will see them, bein tzadik l'rasha, bein oved elokim l'asher lo avadu. That you see the distinction between a tzadik and a rasha, between a person who serves Hashem and the one who doesn't. So what does this mean? So Gemara says, why are they repeating these ideas here? Hainu tzadik, hainu oved elokim. Hainu rasha, hainu asher lo avadu. So why the pasuk repeating a tzaddik and a rasha, and then again Oved El Kim versus a asher lo avadu? So Amar Lei, avadu lo avadu tarvayu tzaddiki gemur. Both these people who serve Hashem and the one who doesn't serve Hashem are considered tzaddikim gemur. Ve'eino dome. So what's the difference then? Why is one called Oved El Kim, one isn't? If they're both tzaddikim gemur. So the famous Gemara, ve'eino dome shona pirko me'apamim l'shana shona pirko me'vechad. Eino Doma, you can't compare the person who learned 100 times to the person who learned 101 times. Now, they're both tzaddikim and gemurim. They both learned 100 times. But the guy who learns 101 is going to be a considered Oved Elokim. So it's just really in comparison to each other, not to other people. Now, Amr Lei, Umishim Chad Zimna Karle Lo Avadu, because a guy doesn't have the 101st time learning, he's called a not serving Hashem. Amr Lei, yes, Taki he is. Why? Save Lamad, you could go out and look Mishuk Shechamarim, go look in the markets of the donkey riders. Asar Parsi Bezuze, you can hire one for 10 parsa for one zuz. But Chalas, I want you to go one parsa over, betray Zuze, then it's going to be double the price for one extra parsa. That's if you get like a custom made ride here, so you're paying double the price for the custom ride, a custom something. So 100 is considered, that's a regular thing. We're all expected to learn 100 times. Once you do 101 above and beyond, so that's already considered Oved Elokim.
I'm going to go from the taxi from JFK and going from New York City to Master Canterbury, double affair.
Uh huh. All right. So you see, just like the donkey riders. Samle Eliyahu lebar hehei, v'amle the Rebbe Lazar, ma'idich, see, what does the pasuk mean when it says, in Yeshaya, hinei teraftich of lo bekesev, I had joined you together, talking to Klai Yisrael, but not with silver, b'charticha b'chur oni, I chose you with poverty. So what does this mean? Look at Rashi, the five lines up from the bottom, teraftichah lo bekesev, lo be'esh, I didn't join you together in fire like I do with metal, with silver, kemosha torfin akesev be'esh, I use poverty to join you together. Korhu chares shetorfin bo. Chares, that's the oven that's used to put pottery together. So what does this mean? So the Gemara explains, Melamed Shechazar Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Midos Tovos Liten Lisrael. He went through all the various midos, what to give Klai Yisrael. Lomatza El Anias, the only thing he found, the only midah tova that he found was beneficial for Klai Yisrael, at least for joining them together, was Anias. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, V'isem, others say, Rav Yosef, Hainu Dami Inchi, that's what people would say, Ya'i, meaning Tov, good, and Yusel Yehudai, poverty is very good and beneficial for the Jews. Ki barz asumka lesusia chivar. Just like a red stripe is good for a white horse. Okay, don't usually get those things, but
is a red stripe a whip?
Not sure.
Oh, outside the whiteness of the horse.
Uh huh. Okay. So you think it takes away from it though? You want it to be nice and pure.
It emphasizes. That's an Ami right. Rabbi art scroll.
Uh huh. Okay. Fine. Okay, the Gemara says, right, look at maybe what you're saying. The Tosas writes, Kivarza Sumka Ritsua. Does it mean a stripe or does it mean like a whip? I'm not sure. The Domolo Mikara Mishka. Okay, fine. We don't need any more of those things. The Gemara now says, with the two dots, three wire lines down, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, Ezehu, Muvas Lo Yuchol Liskon, Zebal Ha'erva, Vaholi Mamzer, Mimenu Mamzer. So he felt that the mistake that cannot be reversed is having a child as a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, hold it in, lo holy lo. Does this mean to say only if the child is produced from this illicit relationship? But if there was no Vlad, no child, it wouldn't be a mistake that can be fixed? But Vahat Tanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, Omer, Gonev Adam, Efshe Shiachzer Gnavo. Person who robs could always undo it and return it. That can be fixed. V'yisakin. Goes Adam, Efshe Shiachzer Gzela, V'yisakin. A person who steals something could always return it and fix it. So what's a irreversible mistake? Aval habal eishes ish v'asa lebaila nitra min olam v'halachlo. The person is with an eishes ish, she's also forever, and that can be fixed. Even though there is no child, the relationship itself is going to be make it aser, and that's unfixable. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, he finishes off just this brayso, and our focus right now is Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, but just to finish the brayso off, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, ein Omer bekaro gamo, bekaro chazir. We don't say, inspect the camel, inspect the pig to see if it's kosher, because they're not kosher for a carbon. Ella bacharo tleh. We say, look at a sheep, see if it's if there's no mumun on it. Okay, so therefore, what does that mean? So he says, so the idea of you only fix something that's right to be fixed. So he says the same thing we saw in the Mishnah. Veizazeb, zeh tamal chacham shepirish min haTorah. The lashon of fixing something that's been broken, you can only break something that was already fixed. You can't break a pig, you can't break a camel, they're already broken. So we're talking about breaking a tileh, which is a reference to a Talmud Chacham who is pirish min haTorah. That's how Rabbi Shimon Yochai understands a muvas lo yichol liskon. And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Omer called Talmud Chacham shepirish min haTorah, alav akasav Omer, such a person, the pasuk describes, kitzipur nodedes min kana, a bird that's hovering over its nest, kein ish noded mimkomo, so to a person who's hovering over his place. And furthermore, it says, "Ma matu avosechem biavel kirachakam me'elai." What did your fathers find in me? What mistake did you find within me that you distanced from me? So these are psukim that describe such an individual. But in the end of the day, our concern, this price is that even without having a mamzer, the simple relation with the eshish that will aser her forever, which is a muvas lo yuchal liskon. So is it the child or is it the iser? So the Gemara says, "Lokashi, there's no stira." Kan ba'chos ha'pnuya, kan ba'eshesish. One is talking about if a person is having a rias with a sister, so there's no issa for her forever. It's also to do the act, obviously, but she's not also to anybody. So then the application of muvas lo yichol liskon is only if there's a mamza that's been created. That's irreversible. When it comes to ne'eshesish, so then that mice itself will make her also forever. Even that will be considered muvas lo yichol liskon, even if there is not a child that's been produced. So that's the difference. One's talking about achos ha'pnuya, that only a Vlad Mamzer would be a muvas lo yichol liskon. But eshesish, even without the Vlad, that's considered muvas lo yichol liskon.
There's no status change for achos ha'pnuya? She's not a surah
l'kohen or anything like that? That she probably would be. But that's not irreversible. She could I mean, she's not attached to anybody. Ish, she can't marry her husband.
Right.
But you are right. That will create. There would be some.
Status.
Yeah, some status change. Yes. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Ibais ema." Alternatively, oh, sorry, it's already 9:42. Sorry, guys. "Ibais ema havaha beishish." No, both scenarios are talking about a married woman. So, Lokashi, it's not a stira. kan be'ones, kan be'ratzon. If she was raped, if it's ones, so then she's not usher to her husband. So then the only application of muvas lo yichol litzkon is if there's a mamzer. One was referring to be'ratzon, so then she will be usher, and that's the muvas lo yichol litzkon even without the vla mamzer. You guys okay if we finish the Mishnah? Yeah, we'll make it? Okay. So the Gemara says, Yibai Seima, Havaha, bonus. No, both cases are where it's bonus, against her will. Lokasher, Kan Beishas, Kohen, Kan Beishas Yisrael. And a woman who's married to Kohen, even if she's onus against her will, she becomes Aser. So that's going to be Muvas Lo Yichol Liskon, he can't fix it. But a woman married to Yisrael, onus won't make her Aser. So only if there's a Mamzer that's been produced, will that be considered Muvas Lo Yichol Liskon. And then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, rather Pasuk, Yotze Lo'avo Ein Shalom, those who go and come back, there is no peace. What does that mean? So Amar Rav, Kaven Shiyotzi Adam Midavar Halacha, the Davar Mikra, Shuv Ein Lo Shalom. A person learned Halacha. Then he goes back to learning Tanakh, he has no Shalom. What does that mean, Ein Lo Shalom? So Rashi says, Shiyotzi Adam Midavar Halacha, the Davar Mikra, Shuv Ein Lo Shalom, She'ein Ahara Midavar Mikra, She'a Mishnah Mifaresh Shtima HaTorah. Because now the guy is trying to figure out how what to do Halacha Maisa. So he's learning Halacha. But then he starts going back to the psukim, and you can't find any halacha that's from the psukim. So that's going to create ein lo shalom in his mind. Then Shmuel Amar Zeh Porish Mitalmud Lemisha, a guy who learns Gemara, which has some clarification, and he reverts back to learning Mishnayos, where he doesn't understand what's going on so much, that's also going to be considered ein lo shalom. He's going back in his learning. And then Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Mishas Lashas, even going from Talmud to Talmud, what does that mean? Says Rashi a little bit towards the bottom, Afilu Mishas Lashas, Mishas Yushalmi Lashas Bavli, Shu Amuk. Kidarmina Besanhejin Bemachshakin Bekoshivi Kimese Olam Zeh Shas Shabavel. A guy learns Yushalmi, supposed to be a higher level of learning, he reverts back to learning Bavli, which is a darker type of learning, a harder type of learning, that's considered also Ein Lo Shalom. Okay, we'll stop here, and I guess we'll dive in Marav.